Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is another WIT Women in Technology segment with your host, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, as always, alongside me, Sandy Welfare. How are you, Sandy?
I'm doing well, Ryan. How are you?
Fantastic. Post-Labor Day now here on this edition of WIT segment here on Atlanta Business Radio.
Summer has come and gone.
Yeah, it is. It's over for most of us, but the heat is still around for sure. And we want to remind our listeners, they can connect with us on social media. Make sure you follow the network at Business Radio X on Twitter. And you can also follow WIT at WITATL on Twitter as well. Leave us your thoughts, tweets, or comments, or if you have any guest suggestions for our program, we'd love to hear from you there as well. And today's guest, another home run for us here in the studio. We're looking forward to this. Let me tell you a little bit about David Rodriguez. He's Vice President, Quality and Release Management and Electronic Payments at Fiserv. Almost 30 years in the industry and experience in software quality assurance, systems analysis, and software development. He's graduated from California State Polytechnic University with a Bachelor's of Computer Information Systems and Business Administration. And now he's here in the studio. How are you doing, David?
Doing great. Good to be here.
All right. And you've been with Fiserv for how long now?
I've been with Fiserv for about 3 years now. In fact, 3 years this month.
Okay. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Sounds like a good fit for you.
It's a great fit.
And for our listeners who don't know, let me tell you a little bit about Fiserv. They're a global leading provider of information management and electronic commerce systems for the financial service industries, providing integrated technology and services that create value and results for clients with over 13,000 clients worldwide. How do you manage all that?
We have a lot of people.
That's good. And so tell us a little bit about your background. What brought you to Atlanta and Fiserv?
Sure. So I am a Southern California native, grew up in LA. When our girls were getting old enough to go to school, my wife and I decided to abandon California for the less traffic, less smog, you know, lower cost of living in Atlanta.
Okay.
And some of those have caught up with us, but we're still, yeah, you know, very happy here. And, you know, so we moved out from Los Angeles to Atlanta in 93.
Okay.
And we've been here ever since.
From 93, so you've been in Atlanta in 93, but only Fiserv for 3 years.
Correct.
So what were you doing in between that time?
Yeah,
that's 20
sure.
years here.
Yeah, I've been here for a while now. I've worked with a variety of companies, starting out with doing some consulting for GTE MobileNet, which is now probably either AT&T or Verizon, mm-hmm, one of the two of them. After that, I worked for a small arm of BMW, which is now defunct here in the U.S., but it was probably the most fun place ever to work because European benefits, you know, BMW cars in the parking lot everywhere. It was a great company to work for.
Right.
Worked for the Weather Channel for about 6 years doing consulting there. Actually worked on things that go on TV, so every 10 minutes when you see the local forecast, I worked on some of the predecessors to today's models of those and some of the people on air, the OCMs that are presenting the weather. I know a lot of them still from, you know, way back.
That's
when.
That's great.
Yeah.
A favorite Atlanta company. We love the Weather Channel here, you know. Proud to call them one of our own here in Atlanta.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I still have a lot of friends there. So, you know, we'll run into each other occasionally, and, you know, some of the folks at WIT are from weather, so, mm-hmm, you know, it's been good. A couple other companies in between, but I came to Fiserv 3 years ago through a mutual friend who I'd run into doing business with two previous companies. So he asked me on behalf of my hiring manager here if I'd be interested in coming to do something new. And I said, no, you know, so that went on for about 3 months. And finally, I agreed to go have Starbucks with the guy. He, you know, he found the key. He said, let's have coffee at Starbucks. I'm all, I'm in. Done. Coffee's easy.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
Okay. So, a grande latte from Starbucks.
Yeah, it was probably something like that. Probably an Americano. That's what
I love Americanos,
yeah,
myself.
Yeah. You know, I try not to do any sugar or milk or anything. So straight shots. After 3 hours, I knew that it was somewhere I'd wanted to look into further. I flew to Tokyo the next day and had some interviews from Tokyo. And, you know, here we go.
That's it.
Yeah.
And Fiserv is consistently ranked as one of the great places to work. And the culture there is one that draws people away from other, you know, other endeavors there. So was that one of the things that you looked at too, is the culture of the company and how they're making their employees feel welcomed?
Yeah, Fiserv is a great place to work. When I started, the thing that drew me in first were the people. So throughout the interview process, I got to meet the people that I'd be working with and saw how I interacted with them. And the quality of leaders that I got to interact with was one of the big appealing factors for me. And, you know, getting into the company and, you know, starting my position, you know, seeing how they supported leaders. And, you know, as a vice president in the company, there's a lot of investment that goes into me as far as making me a better leader, you know, making me more applicable as far as my, you know, skills and understanding of the industry. You know, and, you know, they invest a lot in their leaders. We have a leadership development program that, you know, folks like myself are enrolled in as soon as we're brought into the company to make sure that we understand, you know, this is Fiserv. This is how we do business. These are the things that we expect of our leaders. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have things like mentoring. And, you know, I am a mentor for several folks that are, you know, younger leaders, younger managers that are trying to learn how to become the next level manager. And so it's a really good process to bring people in and to keep people around. But, you know, the people are the things that drew me in first.
And that starts at the top and works way down all throughout, you know, the number of employees, 22,000 employees worldwide.
Yeah.
So if you're a small company out there and you're looking how to implement culture and teamwork and leadership development into your organization, this is a great place to kind of begin that. As Fortune Magazine has ranked them world's most admired companies 2014, 15, and 16, as well as Forbes America's best employers in 2015. So you're in a great place there, and it sounds like you personally kind of resonates with your professional mission as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fiserv, I would not hesitate to have someone come join me there. I've got lots of friends that are dying to come work for me. In fact, I'm, you know, hopefully going to be interviewing a couple of them that might be able to come take some new positions with my immediate team. But we have a culture where innovation is encouraged and where thought leadership is encouraged. And we're really looking for folks that can come in and have these fresh ideas that we maybe haven't thought of that might not necessarily fit in our industry, but that will revolutionize what we do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as far as innovation, you know, we have things, you know, we have this new program called the, you know, FIN, Fiserv Innovation Network.
Okay.
And we're encouraging ideas to come out and for us to be able to get these ideas from our people at whatever level. You know, you don't have to be a vice president or, you know, a director or a manager to have an idea. I mean, it could come out of the lowest level clerk and, you know, or one of the interns. Hey, you know what? What if we did it this way? Maybe that would be really cool. Or what if we had a product that allowed me to do this? You know, those are where some of the greatest, you know, the best ideas are coming from. Mm-hmm. So,
well, talk to a little bit about fintech for some of our newer listeners out there. That's a buzzword we hear all the time in the studio, but I know there's some folks out there that may need a little more clarification on that. So from your perspective, explain that, please.
When I joined Fiserv, the thing that resonated with me was that Fiserv is in the business of moving money. So
digital money. Right? In a way.
Well, any type, even physical funds, right? So we've got technologies that allow me, an owner of an ATM, to remotely indicate that my ATM is out of money and to trigger the transfer of money from an armored truck to the ATM. And, you know, we can track the money. So it's physical money there.
It's still kind of managed electronically or digitally, so you know where that actual real money is at all times.
Absolutely, absolutely. So anything that we do, obviously we're using technology. You know, today's technology, we're looking for things that allow us to do things faster. You know, we've all got our mobile phones, our tablets, and, mm-hmm. you know, if I can get Sandy money and, you know, just by pointing my phone at her and she's got it immediately and the funds are available, and she can actually use them 10 seconds after I push go. That is what today's, you know, market wants. We want right. immediate satisfaction. You know, so the revolution of getting tablets and iPhones and things like that has helped, but it's made it much more of a precious situation for us to be able to meet the demand and meet that expectation that, mm-hmm. you know, if I push a button and I have to wait 15 seconds, that's not really acceptable. If I push a button and wait, you know, a blink of an eye and, you know, the funds are there, That's kind of where we're heading. Those are the things we're looking for.
You're right. And that technology affects the consumer, the retailer, the distributor, or everywhere along the supply chain that they needs to have that transaction of the money. And so technology is really invested in into the financial transactions as we're seeing here.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's things that we're putting in place. You know, the loss of money through fraud is a huge concern through the financial technology industry. Mm-hmm. So we've got things that we're putting in place that help us prevent fraud as well along the way. So, you know, if I sent Sandy that money and I didn't have it, but she went and spent it anyway, you know, we can prevent things like that from happening.
Right.
Or if I'm depositing a check and maybe I deposit that check on an account that's dead, and, you know, or maybe me and five of my friends deposit that same check in five different places at the same time. Now, we've got ways to detect that immediately versus after the fact and then, you know, having to go and try and recover the money. So there are things like that that we're, you know, working on to help prevent fraud, prevent loss that way.
And there's billions of transactions going on across the globe all day, every day, from major retailers to small market shops. And so you're able to service everyone along those lines.
We service everyone from you and me, from, you know, let's say we go to dinner, want to split a check. You know, we service that type of need to the major corporations sending money, you know, via huge files of transactions, you know, that get processed several times a day.
Mm-hmm.
So billions and billions of transactions, like you said.
And it's ever evolving, and you got to stay up to date on the new technology. So you have lots of developers and engineers coming out with new products. Where do you go personally to kind of get inspired on what's the newest and greatest technology out there?
You know, we look at the needs, and, you know, we, Fiserv, and I myself, we're in touch with what people are thinking, what people are saying. You know, there are places that you can go on the internet or, you know, blogs and, you know, forums and stuff that, you know, well, they really screwed this thing up. We got to fix this kind of thing. But, you know, for me, in my role, you know, I look to see where our customers are saying, what are they complaining about? Or what are they saying, hey, we did really good there. And, you know, as much as I can, I try to interact with the customers so that we can get a pulse on really what the market's looking for. You know, too often we're stuck in the offices, kind of running the shop, and, you know, we don't get to interact with the people that are actually using our technology.
Right.
So we've got, you know, Fiserv's got things, and if you go to Fiserv.com, you'll see on the front page, we've got the Fiserv forum. You know, we're meeting with customers to see what they want, throwing ideas out there to see how they resonate with the marketplace. And, you know, we kind of keep our hands in the pulse of what people are looking for through doing things like that.
And what is like that kind of pain point for a customer out there? What are they experiencing right now that they need to know so they can then pick up the phone and say, you know what, Fiserv has a solution for me?
Yeah. One thing that I personally struggle with all the time, it's not a struggle, but it's an annoyance. If I get a bill in the mail and I have to enter in the payee address and all that other stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have something that allows me to just take a picture of that bill. It creates the pay in my mobile payment or my online bill pay, and done. Seconds, right?
So you don't have to type in any address, you know, routing numbers, all this stuff, right?
Use the phone, you know, snap a picture with the account information, with the pay information, done. So things like that are things that help me prevent annoyances from my own personal life. So if it's a problem for me, I know it's a problem for a lot of people, or it's a, you know, something that would be a nice to have. So things like that.
So if you're experiencing some of those as a consumer or as a retailer, you're not able to get your information processed as quickly, maybe you should go to Fiserv.com and find out if there are some solutions there for you.
Yeah. And, you know, we work with, you know, most of the financial institutions in the country and, you know, and globally as well. You know, so, you know, I know my personal banking, the stuff that I use for my mobile bill pay and my my online bill pay, it's all technology built on what Fiserv does.
Okay, good.
So
good. Right here, based in Alpharetta, Georgia, headquarters there, right? They moved down from Wisconsin?
Yeah, we still have our headquarters in Brookfield. But
oh, you do? So our campus here in Alpharetta.
We have a huge, brand new campus in Alpharetta. We moved in last August. We consolidated at least 8 or 9 buildings from, you know, the Atlanta area. A lot of more over there in Norcross.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now in this great facility. And, you know, Sandy's been
it's
there.
It's fantastic.
So. You like it?
I told him I'm going to come work.
Oh, nice. Oh, well, you may see Sandy on the campus walking around out there. And certainly Alpharetta is becoming quickly a kind of a tech hub of the metro Atlanta area. So it's good to be located there with other technology-based companies.
Yeah, we, you know, I'm not sure what kind of studies we did, but I know when we were looking for a building location, we went and did all kinds of market analysis and, you know, where we are right now is really convenient for most of the people. You know, some people have a further, you know, a little bit of further commute, but, you know, it's very convenient to be in right off 400, very convenient to be in on Windward. There's lots of stuff around there for us to get out and do things if we need to, plenty of restaurants and things like that. But the building itself and the facility we built, we took an existing structure down to the cement and the steel and built it up from scratch.
A full remodel.
It is the most technologically advanced building I've ever been in. Touch screens. I mean, you know, our conference rooms, you can come in and I can, you know, control a conference from my iPad by putting an IP address in a URL, you know, in a browser, and there we go.
That's simple.
Four of us can split the screen and do it together, so we can all be sharing our own stuff. It's just really cool the way we put the building together.
That is cool, and technology plays a big part of that, and that's also why we're here today as well, is talk about why it's important for you personally to get involved with WIT Atlanta. And so tell us, you've been in Atlanta a long time, at Pfizer for the past 3 years. When did you first become aware of WIT ATL?
Yeah, I was working for a company called Landis & Gear, which is in energy management, and you know, they do smart meters, smart technology. I got a call from a mutual friend, and she said, hey, I'd love to do business with you, but here's something else I'd really like you to consider. And she introduced me to WIT and asked me if I'd be willing to be an auction candidate for the WIT Connect event. And you know, I didn't know what all this was, but you know. She was a friend, so I said, sure, I'll do it. And, you know, I was up for auction, started interacting with folks from WIT and, you know, understood and started to learn what WIT was all about. And, you know, as a father, you know, I've got two daughters, two of my kids are daughters. So, you know, having a forum for folks, especially for ladies and females to learn more about opportunities in technology is really important for me. And it resonated, you know, from my home. So, you know, from that point on, I've been involved with WIT. I think I've been through five or six auctions now.
And, all right.
You know, helped serve on the WIT Connect board. And I'll be working with Sandy and some of the other folks on the Woman of the Year. And it just makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, for me, you know, I don't see gender when I'm hiring. I see, you know, skill set and aptitude, and you know, I don't think enough people are looking at it that way. I think they're looking at it like, oh, well, only a guy can do this job. A woman couldn't do it as well as a man. And you know, I don't really disagree with that. I think that you know, I've got proof over and over again that there is no difference in the technical skill set or aptitude, you know, for men versus women in this.
Very true. We see that a lot here in the studio for sure, in the STEM field here in Atlanta. We hear there is a disparity between young women and interested in it, and then somewhere between, you know, young teenager to when they get to that college level, professional level, that they're losing that interest. And so we talk about that a lot here. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting that you were able to stay connected with WIT through your transition through different companies and now over here at Fiserv. And so was that something they were already doing when you arrived, or were you able to bring some light about WIT to the Fiserv campus?
I don't know how much interaction we had with WIT, but I brought WIT with me.
Good.
And, you know, it started out small. I got some of my colleagues to come be part of the auctions with me. And then we started getting interest outside of just the few of us. And as we consolidated campuses, that really helped because, you know, now we have a big number of people. You know, we've got, you know, 2,500 people in our building. And, you know, we have a core group that now we can get involved in things like, you know, on Fiserv premises events like we had a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we have another one coming up.
For the girls, WIT girls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 weeks. But, Now there's more of us that can actually show interest and be able to get some of this stuff, you know, get the word spread. And the group, you know, WIT and the cause is important enough to enough of us at Fiserv that, you know, we can get, you know, support and funding and stuff to do things on our facilities. So last Connect, you know, in June, we had five of us that are VPs, directors. And then I got my boss, who is the 2015 CIO of the year, you know, to be able to volunteer his time to go for auction. So, you know, there's enough of us that believe in the cause, and you know, we're really being able to spread it around Fiserv.
Great. And you got the company culture there. You're making an effort to you know, educate and empower young women to follow their STEM career fields. And I'm sure you're encompassing that into the hiring process as well, making sure you're finding those right candidates, like you said, not based on gender, but based on their skill set. And just happens to be some of them are really educated and effective some women, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say in general, we don't have enough senior technical leaders in any of the places I've worked, especially, you know, even right here at Fiserv. We do have them, but they're few and far between. So I don't know that they don't exist. I think that we just haven't found them or provided them the opportunities to, you know, to give them a path to come from, you know, one of the lower level positions into one of the senior leadership positions.
Yeah. So if you're a young manager out there and you got high aspirations of reaching that senior level management, that's a good opportunity. At Fiserv, it sounds like they've got some room to grow over there, and getting the word out about how to keep these girls engaged throughout their educational and then professional careers as well.
Yeah. Start them out young. You know, there's a question here. You know, how do we find these leaders? We can grow them. You know, we can start out young through things like with girls, where we start out young with middle and high school girls, showing them the value of technology and the different opportunities in the technological fields. And, you know, once we have a good person in Fiserv that we want to invest in, we find those people and invest in them heavily, you know, and we find them opportunities for promotion and for growth and, you know, give them training and invest in them as individuals to make them the kind of people they want to keep long term.
And Sandy, how long have you been interacting with Dave? You said you've been out to the campus, right? You've seen
yes.
him at a couple auctions. Does he fetch a good price out there?
He does. Yeah. And he brings what's great about Fiserv and really David's commitment to women in technology is he brings others with him. I think for the most part, when we see, you know, male supporters come out, be fantastic ambassadors for WIT, it's usually singular. And I think that when you bring the team with you, that makes all the difference. And so we, you know, had an event there a few weeks ago, all around enhancing your brand. And that was really interesting and impactful. We will have a WIT Girls behind the scenes where girls get to see what are the opportunities mm-hmm. here at Fiserv. So I think the more we're able to engage with the company, the more we're able to bring the whole team. But of course, Dave is very unique because every time I call, he doesn't hang up on me, which is always good. And I recently called him to ask, would he be a judge for our upcoming WIT Awards? And I think it's getting new people as a part of the process so that we can actually help elevate those winners. And I think that's the reason why we're sitting here today, because yeah. he's fantastic and fabulous.
And he's going to be a judge. At the
I'm
WIT Awards.
I'm going to be the judge. We'll see.
Yeah, so, right.
Remember at the beginning of the segment, you know, coffee.
That's yeah, right.
That helps.
That does help. So the WIT Awards 2016 Women of the Year is coming up November 10th.
November 10th.
Georgia Aquarium, mm-hmm. again, as
yes.
always, right?
Yes.
A fancy affair out there. You'll have the past year's winners. You'll have people like Dave, who's been involved a while now. And then you'll have some new winners this mm-hmm. year, Women of the Year. Have you already announced the...
So the honorees
yes.
have just been announced. So that's 10 per category, with the exception of nonprofit, which their group is smaller because it's a new category for us. So we're excited. All applications are due in the next week. And so the long form, where you're actually then putting forth,
yeah.
you know, here's why I would be a fantastic Woman of the Year. So we're just in the home stretch, and then judging will be on October 13th.
So go to mywit.org for more information on that. If you want to submit an application for your CEO or your you know, leader out there, right?
Well, nominations are closed.
Nominations are closed.
But
okay.
but it's more now around, do you want to come out and sponsor? Do you want to be you know, supporting that honoree who's from your company? That's what we're
so sponsorship still available.
Absolutely.
And again, mywit.org. If your company or organization would like to give back and get involved, and you know, maybe they've been on the fence and thought about it, but now is a chance. Especially it's November 10th coming up very soon now,
absolutely.
A couple months away. And also heard that you've recently moved into a new office over there in the Midtown
yeah.
area. How's that going for y'all?
So it's going very well. So we're co-located with ThoughtWorks, which is very interesting and different. And so we, you know, can play ping pong
oh,
in the middle of the day. There's a hammock with a big Pikachu from the Pokemon people. It's really, our interns this summer loved the space. I think myself and Pat, it's taken us a little bit longer mm-hmm. to get used to it, but the people at ThoughtWorks are fantastic.
And how many on your team over there? You have some interns, but how many like employees are?
We're three people.
So three of y'all plus interns, and y'all, that's not enough for a ping pong tournament, is it?
Well, for the most part, we have to find other people to
play with. Yeah, and I'm sure they don't mind walking in and spending some time in the new WIT offices there in Midtown. So if you want to go stop by, we encourage that as well.
Yeah, right at Colony Square.
Colony Square. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. And again, the Women of the Year Awards coming up 2016, November 10th. Get your tickets now. Sponsorship still available. Anything else new with WIT? You have any other events in between now and then?
So Nick, on September 21st will be our WIT Social. We'll be at the Gathering Spot. So this is new for us. We've in the past been at Three Sheets. And so we're hoping that we're going to see a good group of people come out. And then the school year has just began. So WIT Girls, WIT Campus, we're just a little bit hectic right now.
Yeah, and we recently featured the Emory Continuing Education. I know lots of people are probably signed up now for that. Earlier this summer, we talked about a lot about that. So sounds like you guys are just rolling right along here.
We're rocking and rolling.
Back to school and keeping it going through the end of the year. So look forward to the next broadcast. Any other information about WIT, how they can get in touch with you outside the website?
MyWIT.org pretty much has the majority of the information, but definitely follow us at WIT ATL.
On Twitter, and check them out on Facebook as well. Thank you, Sandy. And thank you, David. Tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you or Fiserv.
Fiserv.com is our website. I'm on LinkedIn as well, David Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. I'd give you my Twitter handle, but it's a little difficult, so I will send it to you and
okay.
You can put it on our
I'll put that up on the publishing. We'll have all this show published in about 24 hours at AtlantaBusinessRadio.com, so your listeners can tune in there and hear the replay, share from there as well. And thank you so much for David. When you're not out there changing the world of WIT or working hard at Fiserv, what do you like to do in your off time?
You know, whatever. I love movies. I love music. You know, we're a busy family. We've got a 1-year-old grandson. So there's a lot
Your
of
grandfather.
Stuff going on.
Yeah, believe that. I had no idea. You look so young. Yeah. Can't believe it. So being grandparents is the best, I hear.
It is the best.
Yeah.
We trade the kids in for the grandkids for sure. And that's what everyone says. We didn't understand that until we had one. And he's very cool. We love having him.
That's great. So come back anytime, be a guest, and we look forward to more great things from you and on down the line from Fiserv. Thank you,
Absolutely.
David. And if your business is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We'll see you on the radio.